Okay, we'll call a meeting, the standing finance committee meeting to order. And start out by with a roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of General Manager Davies.
Good, thank you. And we'll forego the pledge of allegiance. Open it up for public comments if there's any that aren't on the topic.
I do, absolutely. I noticed that there was a large consulting contract that we discussed in the last meeting. And what I'm requesting is that you revisit your resolution 2010-15. And that has a provision that does not require competitive bidding for contracts involving acquisition of professional or specialized services. So I just thought when we start getting into contracts, it could be the magnitude of dollars involved in this last one or what's in the future. That it would need to reconsider the provision that exempts the professional services from the competitive bidding process.
Pass that off to staff and make sure that we take a look at that. Anything else, Bill?
Not this.
Okay, good. Perfect, thank you. Your motion on the draft meetings, item C?
Move.
Second? Aye. Pass. And discussion items, D1, rotation of chair and vice president, vice chair for the finance committee. So is that?
We'll just keep things away.
I guess it can be, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
You don't want to take this.
No, it's fine.
Okay, prestigious position.
If you want, or if you don't want it, I'll take it. If you like it, then you can keep it.
Okay, we'll keep it the way it is.
Keep it as is? Okay.
Item two, discussion related to 6 months financial review.
Okay, all right. So this is usually a simple review. It's just kind of a brief look at our 6 months of financials. So we'll start with this document that I provided for you, and then we'll go through the capital improvement.
Do you have a copy of that?
No.
Yeah, sit up here.
No.
Why don't you sit up here anyway?
Correct.
Although now you can pull your seat or take a cold one.
I have a copy.
Okay, another one?
Okay, the first page just details our combined cash accounts. Those are our bank accounts and the balances within them. Okay, our express deposit account, that is an account where utility payments go into and we transfer it into our ECC town account. Okay, those are water utility payments going away. The town checking account is mostly now water. So those are all our utility payments in there. The general account, that consists of typically just kind of one-off things, reimbursement, credit card reimbursements, PRR reimbursements we've got from the state. So that's kind of what's comprised in there. We also utilize that account when we use the administration department for any expenses. Okay. Community center account, that $424,000, it remains there. We typically don't use it. That was the tiles and contributions made by developers to build a new community center. It was started a very long time ago. The town fund, that is water and wastewater. Those are the collections for water utility and wastewater utilities that the town has with the treasurer, which is Contra Costa County. Same with Zone 8 and Zone 9. Those are specific for those funds only. Our bond account, that's what we have left in our balance for our bond. Our recreation account is something like the town account. It's our payments for classes here, utilities and stuff. And at the end of the year, we transfer that money into the Zone 8 fund at the county. Usually leaving a small balance for operational, yeah. Okay. And then the rest are, you know, systematic. So that's just utility cash clearing, accounts receivable cash clearing. Those are accounts that kind of move the money in and out. We want to change to page 2. That's our administration department. You can look over this page if you would like. Our assets, our liabilities, and our fund equity for this department. And I'll go into more detail when we start hitting our revenues and our operations. Again, this account we usually typically only use for the special districts or special zones that are Contra Costa County owned and we maintain. So page 3, those are our revenue numbers that we are receiving in, and usually it's a complete wash in and out. We budget for those small districts, we receive that revenue back in. Sometimes there might be a little bit overage because we do charge the county a burden rate for our services. Okay, so to date we've taken in $66,000, our total budget for revenue is $226,000. And you know, typically that can change depending on how much work they do in that district. So if they don't spend a lot of time there, then we don't get reimbursed for it.
Yeah,
that's correct. If we don't have an expense, we don't get reimbursed for it. But this is a complete in and out, should be. Okay? And the only thing that would differ from one page to the other with revenue and expenses is the time lapse. So the county takes, you know, quite a bit of time to pay us back. So, but we do generate the invoices very quickly.
What's a typical time frame?
You know, at the end of the year, it could be 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, and sometimes they combine them all together and just shove them all back in, and usually don't get those funds until the next fiscal year, so.
Okay, and it doesn't hurt us.
It doesn't hurt us.
It did when we were into the water meter waiting for the other bond.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but this doesn't typically hurt us because we'll charge them for everything we do in that district and we get it back. So.
Okay. Is there any requirement on the time frame?
They have up to 10 days to process a check, but at end of year that varies and changes depending on, you know, their end of year process.
So for them to take 2 months, there's no penalty?
No, there's no penalty. Okay. And, you know, honestly, we only get what we get for those districts. It is a cap. We can't get any more funds out of them. So
mm-hmm.
no matter if I increase the burden rate, which I should, then all that money gets washed up like that over employee expenses and salary wages, and we can't maintain the area. So right now, we had a meeting with them, and we're thinking about possibly tossing those back to the Contra Costa County to maintain, because when we signed that contract years and years ago, yes, those dollars were fine for the maintenance that we were doing and the cost of living and everything, all the expenses for seed and maintenance, and now it's just not feasible. That's kind of where we're at with that. So we're in those discussions and we're working with legal to review those contracts and see if it's even a benefit for us to maintain those anymore.
Okay.
So and the reason why we did take them over is because we wanted to have control of the way it looked.
Exactly.
And, you know, the beautification of it, but right now we're not sure if that's okay. So you can see some of the expenditures out right now. So far we've only expended out $20,000. You want to go to the water page on page 5. You can see all of our assets, our liabilities, and our fund equity. I'll let you have a minute to look them over. Any questions? And then we can get into revenue and expenditures. Okay, so our revenues to date, the collections of water, it looks like they've been reversed somehow with the account codes, I apologize, we'll correct that. The collection, that collection water, that first line, is actually the revenue that was collected for the account charge. The collections in the account charge, it looks like it was reversed for some reason. So I'll double check that, but we've received $501,000 for water utilities at this point on the tax roll. We have a multitude of different reimbursements and miscellaneous revenue that received. If you'd like to know the details on that, I can pull them up. So just let me know. Let's see. We've rented out one water meter. So water charges to date, these are the utility bills that have gone out, are $932,000. We projected 1.9.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
ahead.
As we transition over into the monthly billing versus the twice a year for
yes.
the tax rolls, have you looked at the cash flow and figured out how that's going to impact us? Revenue's going to jump up in the summer, it's going to drop down to nothing in the winter.
Yeah, so I've been kind of watching that. So this
okay.
is our first year of doing
yep.
that. And in the winter, it's been very low. So
sure.
I've been, even my water bill is $12.
I know.
So
that's
I've kind of informed everybody in the wintertime, let's slow down our spending.
Sure.
Let's see where we are by
yeah.
March, and then we can start spending again. At this rate, water looks pretty good. It's pretty even. I
yeah.
mean, it looks like that 6 months we've almost spent about 50%
yeah.
of the budget. So we're doing really well. With that, we haven't overspent. And I think a tribute to that is that water meter project is everybody's focused on that and not, you know, spending up in other areas. So.
Okay. We still have some residual from the tax because not everybody is onto the bills yet. Is that true?
There is. There is some.
Is everybody on it now?
Everybody should be on as of January, yes.
As
so they will receive their first
okay.
bill
okay.
in February.
I thought there was still some. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Good.
So in the April tax bill revenues come in,
yes.
the water is going to drop down to zero.
Not zero, because those individuals have a little, they paid for 6 months, and that's
oh,
two
okay,
payments.
Okay, so they're splitting
that's
it.
Correct.
So we're getting a quarter and a quarter.
That's correct.
That's right.
Yes. So, yeah. Okay, so
and going back to the water meter rental, I know it's a simple thing, but I can
yes.
remember early on when we said we had to do this.
Yep.
Yes.
Do we get many? I see one.
Yeah, we don't get many.
There's
we
no
really
construction
don't.
Going on.
Yeah.
Is there construction?
Yeah, but in some cases we had construction going on in Brentwood. Brentwood would come out and use it. Remember?
Yeah, well, they can't do that.
Okay.
Because when it came out here, because they could grab it for free.
Yes, that's right.
Rather
right.
than going to Brentwood and renting a meter and having to pay for
so
water that
the reason right. for the question is we put a control on it. Is the control working?
It is.
Okay.
There, I've caught a couple people trying to steal from our hydrants and things, and so I drove right out and said, "All right, go out there, guys, stop them right now." And so
okay.
they pulled off their things, and you know, we're told.
Campaign just starts. We'll start seeing.
You
yeah.
will.
Yeah.
yeah.
So a couple years from now.
Okay.
You will. So it is, and we also have that giant meter over at the firehouse, so they don't even have to rent a meter;
yeah.
they just can come in here and fill up their truck. But they have to have somebody on site making sure that their truck has the proper box on it. It's nothing's going to contaminate our water, and then we take their how much usage they use and we build them.
Okay.
And so these capacity and connection fees are all with the construction. It's mostly Kuiper homes. There's a few individuals building, but not too many. So. Okay. And we do our best to predict that, but you can't always. Sometimes they just choose to build, you know, more or less. So, but all in all, I mean, we're bringing in $1.8 million so far of our $3.2 million budgeted. So we look strong so far. Any other questions?
No.
Okay. All right, so operation and maintenance. So these are on the left are all our accounts and our expenditures. Our period actual, what we spent in this period, our year-to-date actual, and then our budget, and then it kind of does our unexpended and our percentage. So if you kind of go down, we've done pretty well. Our group insurance, we do our best to predict that one, but they've increased it, so we look like we're a little bit over there. We're going to probably be a little bit over. Let's see, workers' comp, we look fine. They usually bill us at the end of the year, so we pay that bill in June for annual, so you'll see that bill come in. No temporary employees. We have not done any temporary hiring. Travel, training, and meetings all look like they're on par. A little bit over for training and education. I can look that up if that's something you're interested in. It's not too over, but. Contract mailing has increased. If you go down a little bit to 2041-7276, and that has to do with the water bill. So we'll be increasing that budget for next fiscal year. So I would love to see everybody do e-billing, but so far that has not taken.
But is there Is there any way to get that pushed?
Pushed how?
Trying to get the mailings out. I mean, stop it.
We've tried. I mean, we've tried to put it on the bill. We've tried to put out mailers about express bill pay, and you can get your e-bill that way. Even though they might sign up for automatic payments, they still want that paper bill in the mail. So, yeah. Or it seems as that.
Do we know the percentage?
Percentage that.
How many don't?
Don't do it? I would say probably about 90 to 95% do not do it.
Well, it's an older community, so they tend to be a little reluctant to switch over.
Yeah, it's slowly taking it. When we first implemented it, I don't know, three years ago, maybe a handful of people did it. And then every year you're starting to see a few more people kind of sign on. So every time Willow takes a phone call to ask about it, somebody asks about it, or somebody comes in, she kind of mentions it. So we just said, you know, keep telling them about it. So, you know.
Okay.
Our Veolia water, large replacement. Those are large replacement items, typically well over $1,000 that we would be replacing. Legal is litigation would be anything that we have our legal team working on for any litigation issues that we have. Annual audit services, we just finished our audit. They'll be sending us our bill probably after they give their presentation to you, which would be in March.
So it looks like we're doing pretty good, really good on almost everything.
We are, and like I said, that water meter project really took up a lot of time. So, you know, it's definitely helped water leaks and things like that within the water meter project. So we're handling things well.
So there's a couple though that
that
don't seem to be doing as well. Telecom item 7362, telecom networking.
Okay, that's our internet. So I believe at the beginning of this fiscal year, they jumped up our internet, so it would be a little bit faster. And so we have to pay more for that.
Okay, so we budgeted for one but bought another.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll be adjusted.
That's correct. Okay. I think there was a weird pricing issue, and so when they were giving us the pricing for it, Kim was working on that for us.
Okay.
It was one thing, and I believe it was misinterpreted, and so then it ended up being another price.
Okay.
So that's probably where our there.
A couple down from that, road construction materials?
Yeah, let me look that up for you. Tell you what's in that. 20. And those are typically plates and things that we've rented or needed. Sorry, it's much slower here than it is at the office.
And that one's the only concern, obviously, is that it's double what we had expected, and we've come under on almost everything.
Yes.
Okay. And while you're looking that up, water meter and registers, I'll bet that's one you're going to be able to answer.
Water meter and registers. Yeah, so every year we try to budget $40,000, and that's probably about, you know, maybe about 100 registers and meters, and those are for ones that fail or have issues or we haven't put in yet on that side and the other side of town. And we'd like to have them in stock for replacements if something goes wrong and warranty issues. So we have one, we pop it in, and we send them back for warranty.
Okay.
So those are really, it's mostly in stock items, and if anything fails, we put a new one in and we'll send it back out for warranty.
Okay,
issues.
And is this mostly, I don't know if you
that
know
is
the
not
answer.
The project.
It's mostly outside of the project that
it's
we just
outside
completed,
of the project.
So it's the aging ones.
That is correct. Yeah, it's completely outside of the project. Yes.
Good.
So, okay, let's see.
Do you have anything?
Okay.
That
was pretty small.
Yeah.
They are.
And a lot of the other stuff is straight line expenditure thing. You know, you're going to get a clump of expenditures at one time and a month's nothing.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. It's still
good. It's slow.
So
let's move on. Okay.
Okay. Continue down. You see anything else that stands out that you'd like to?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
the second page of two that hit me, the permits, the third one.
Yes.
7466, and then the second last one, public work permits, 7549.
7549.
We must not be doing too good on permits, huh?
No, we need, yeah, no. So those are, the top permits are mostly related to projects and permitting that we need, and so I can ask them to boom the face, how much do we think we'll spend on permits, and they'll give me an idea, but depending on the projects and how many you need from the state or county, they're doing their best guess to get that. Yeah, public work permits, same thing.
Okay,
yeah, depending on what we need.
I know they're tough.
Yes.
Working with the government's not easy, county.
Sorry, still trying to move it faster here.
Good.
Okay, all right, I'll keep trying to get available and move to wastewater. Again, of course, our first page of our wastewater department, our assets, our liabilities, and our equity. This is a much larger department. We have more facilities or larger facilities, so it'll have more funds. Okay, wastewater revenue is strictly from the tax roll. We've got our first deposit in December. The second deposit comes in April. And so our first deposit now consisted of $2.6 million. The sewer charges you see down there are 21316015. Those are our businesses. Their sewer is on their water bill, and they're used by water, calculated by water consumption. Again, capacity and connection fees is mostly paid for homes.
What jumps into other?
So let me pull that up. It could be almost anything. So let me see. Sometimes we'll get refunds or.
Oh, okay. It's just $100,000.
Yeah.
One thing or 100,000 things.
It's. Oh, I know what that is. The Veolia deposit. There you go.
Gotcha.
Again, for wastewater, if you looked at the balance at the bottom, we've used about 50% of our budget within 6 months. I think we're doing really well.
Yeah.
We're pretty good at managing our budgets. I mean, we really, the staff is very good about their spending, making sure they don't overspend here or there, or try their best not to. Obviously, something you need to spend it. I don't know if anything particularly stands out for you. Let's see,
Well, the ones that are real high or real low are pretty small dollar, right?
Yeah,
they're very small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very pleased with it. I'd like to see the smaller ones that might be over and under, but I'm glad that we're on par with chemicals and utilities and things,
the big ticket items,
yeah. So. repairs and maintenance, those things, I kind of look for those too. Because that can go, depending, you know, that can go easily with just a break, a main break.
Yep. So utilities on the second page.
Sure.
That's purely PG&E.
Which utilities? So we have a waste, we have a...
Well, there's seven, just on the wastewater, I'm looking at. So 7481?
7481. The electric cost is purely PG&E.
That's electrical.
All PG&E.
Okay, so each month I look at the electrical,
yes.
And it's pretty high.
Yes.
I drive around and I look at schools and hospitals that are putting up solar. And I wonder why we aren't, let me just ask, have we pursued that?
Yes, Bill Keyes pursued that. I know Bill Keyes has pursued that and he has looked into it. He and Rick have had discussions on it. I don't know why the decisions were made not to either. So it is quite expensive to install and to put it in. I know I went to one meeting where people were trying to create a group to buy solar together. But then a gentleman stood up and said, it's more expensive that way. Get your own person to help you out. Hire your own contract, hire your own people, because they're looking out for your benefit in the district. When you join one of these groups, they're just mass putting in solar.
Bill's looking at it. He's taking a little bit further and said, you know, we have some land over by the treatment.
Yes.
And
just sitting there.
And the capital cost is exorbitant.
Yes.
But if we could get a grant from the state, there are some state grants out there that might be able to help us. So they're working their way through the state process.
Yeah.
Is it available? Would we qualify? How much could we qualify for? There's a thousand questions before you get to make a decision to make a move.
Yes.
And so the question came up on the wastewater because of that property. Thank you.
Yes.
That we could look at least a starting point if we were to pursue it. I'd hate to think that the schools and hospitals are spending money wastefully. So there's got to be a benefit.
Those are all state grants. They didn't spend a penny for it.
Which we should be able to capitalize.
Well, schools. Well, no, that's school grants only for schools.
Yes.
So we change our name.
We just promise.
And put school.
School of wastewater and water.
But the
land. We have classes here.
Yes.
The land is far enough away. It's a great place to put a field of those. We don't get the benefit of shade like they do in schools and hospitals with the parking lots, but something that as we come up to new business, we take a look at it and see if there's any benefit. If we can reduce it, we're showing a budget of $480,000. That's a lot of PG&E.
It is.
And we'd have to look at the benefit, obviously. But
and the more...
Bill, what's the yacht club paying for there? It'll be about $240,000. Projected say million.
See, that's the point. I mean, even if it costs us $500,000, we might be a year, 2 years, or 3 years, hobble into it, then there's a benefit.
Sure, because this has a financing that basically the PG&E cost for the first 5 years will pay the debt service, and then there's a $140,000 balloon payment at the end of the 5th year where you can't give you another 5 years paying the lease.
Yeah.
But it's economically, even without giving you tax credits,
it's still
sure,
it just takes it out a little further.
Sure.
Okay.
I think there were two ways to look at it. You mentioned lease, and I know in some homes, either you lease it or you purchase it. I don't know which is the better benefit either, so, you definitely look at it.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, and of course, PG&E is just going to keep soaring as we start building more items over at the plants. So we've got, the new filtration system. There we go again. It takes money. It takes energy to run it. Denitrification. We're looking at some other things out there. So it's always going to. We're going to get a new well, possibly. A new water tank. So all that takes energy. So it would probably.
Plus, the PG&E has less demand for their electricity. Guess what the unit price is?
That's right.
Just like water here.
Yep.
Yes.
Donate.
All right. Donate. Favorite zone. So, actually, I'm proud of them. They've done pretty well. So, I'll let you give a minute to look at your assets and how you're going to use fund equity. And then, of course, our revenue. Okay, so we first property tax deposit was $291,000. We had $28,000 in recreation revenue to date, which is fairly slow. But it usually starts to pick up as spring comes along and the swim team and everything starts popping and popping. But the winter, it's very quiet, it's very slow. Even coming out of the summer, it starts to dwindle out. You know, so. But at last year, I believe we brought in about 110. So every year, they're bumping it up just a little bit. We also pay rent to rent this place as well, but you know, they didn't send us our invoice until just recently, so we just paid that. Okay, so zone 8, looking at page 2, they've used 60% of their budget for 6 months, which is actually pretty good. I've seen it much higher than that before. Brian's been doing very well at keeping his expenses down, just preparing for community center to, you know, ramp up for their employees and other things. And what it looks like in salary and wages is they're over budget. They are not. That includes the community center staff at this time. It's easier for me with this giant journal entry I have to do for salary and wages to put it all in one and then take it out at the end of the year and spend it out. So if you total the budget for salary and wages for Zone 8 employees and then for the community center employees, we're still looking really good. Okay? You'll see those $0 at the other end of the page. And the what you will also see on these pages is the 7,000 accounts are straight Brian's group landscaping, okay, and their maintenance of Zone 8. And then when we get to the 8,000 accounts, that is straight community center and community center expenses. So that includes this property and everything around this property, okay? And the salary and wages is the only one that is not split. Much that stood out, with the exception of their telecommunications as well, their networking as well. They've got Comcast here, so I think they just installed a new Comcast system and new faster internet as well, and so that kind of bumped it up, their internet here. Utilities, their utilities are still on par. In the winter, they use more utilities inside the building for heat and less outside, but that pool, definitely, they'll start having to use it very shortly. I believe it's March they're going to start turning on the pool. Yep, the heat for this routine. Yes. They're a very small district, and this is an assessed district, so they have an assessment. Their assessed revenue was $34,000. So far, they brought in $66,337 with tax roll. They Contra County, and they collect that for us, their assessment. Okay. They've used 40% of their budget. This is a very small district, and they're always a little bit under budget at the end of the year.
They could all run as smooth as this.
I know. I love Zone 9. It's simple. It's there are a couple things a little bit over, but they're fairly
yeah.
Minimal. Their personal protective equipment. budget-wise, what we've spent so far, if you had any questions about what we've spent so far, so that I can answer them for you.
No, very clean, thank you.
Yes. Financing authority. You know, these are just our balance sheet pages. And then lastly is our community center account. We really don't have expenses that pop out of there. So, like I said, we don't use that account often. And less, the last time we used that account was to buy their heater and air conditioning, which I think was last year.
Good.
So, and we got permission from the board to do so. If you'd like to look at the CIP, we can just roughly go through some of the projects that they are, that the district's working on and what has been spent on those projects to date. When it comes to the water meter project, we're still kind of working on those numbers. We have a progress payment that we just paid, their last progress payment. We'll have retention. Yes, it is this. You have one. I think there's one there. It's folded. That one. So this is a list of all of our projects. We put them in a different order, one by water and then by wastewater. And I think you've seen this list when we did our budget the last time. The second blue column, the 17-18, would be our actuals. And those are through December. So far, well site acquisition, we haven't done too much to find our location yet. We'll speak with Justin later this week to find out where he's at with that. We spent $187 on our well floor rehab. That project is starting to go now. I believe it's going up. Let's see. We have our Newport SCADA project. That one is working now. So we're continuing to work on that. You'll start seeing the bills come in and those numbers jump up. And our water meter project through December, so far that we had in our books was $1.1 million. Last fiscal year we spent $2.2 million. I'm still waiting to work with Justin. What we are with that project right now, Justin is literally going through every single address and double checking it. And then I did a cost accounting of everybody that has a 1-inch meter, everybody that has a 3/4-inch meter, and we cost accounted out all our products.
Okay.
So when he sends me his list, we'll add our products into it, and then we'll have totals to be able to review one more time and send out letters to each resident describing what their cost is for each install. At that same time, they'll have a decision to make whether they want to pay in full or if they want to be put on a payment plan. There will be a cutoff date for that, so if they don't let me know by a cutoff date, well then they'll automatically roll onto the payment plan. And payments will be starting in, we'll be entering all the payment plans in July for their first billing in August. Okay. Lift station improvements has not been worked on at this point in time. We want to go to page 2. Wastewater plant refurbishment. I don't have any bills for any of those items at this time either. That is a Gregory Harris project, so we can touch base with him and find out when he thinks he's going to be working on that. The wastewater distribution system, the RAS and the clarifiers, algae growth mitigation. I believe they're looking at items for that at this time. The diffuser repair project has started. The divers have been in. That's the amount the divers charge us. Filtration project. So far this fiscal year, $1.2 million on the books. And I know Gregory gave you his balance, what he thought left. We actually had about $94,000 left on that bond. I think what we're looking at now are looking at those solar, some type of, it's a solar sonar to help kill some of the algae. And we're going to use that remaining balance for that.
Okay.
At least that's a discussion at this time. Let's see. We have skate improvement.
So going back to the first page, just a question.
Yes.
The well eight.
Yes.
Site acquisition, I know we've talked about that already. Is that in the plan this year then?
It is in the plan for this year.
And just the formulation, the idea where the location, picking that.
Okay, so they were looking at Slifer Park. That's my understanding. But now we've kind of decided, do we want to keep Slifer Park, or is that one of the parks? It's a county-owned park. Do we want to give it back to the county? So it just kind of depends on the negotiation. Will they let us, if we decide to give them all their parks back, will they let us keep that park, or will they say, well, no? So that's kind of a discussion we're having right now. Other than that, I have not heard of any other locations that they're looking at this moment for well eight.
But for 2018, it's going to be just the identification and
yes.
selection of site. That's the extent of it.
Yes.
And then in this plan, also well 4A?
Yes.
Actually, I thought it was well 5, and I think you had something here. We're going to decommission well 5.
They're going to decommission well 5, that's correct. The rehabbing well 4A and well 5, I believe we put in well 7 2 years ago, and we're going to be building well 8.
Good.
So.
Good. Okay. And that's all in 2018.
Well 8, the build is actually 18-19.
Yeah, build.
Yes, but the site location is all. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Okay. And then 5 is going out this year. 4A is decommissioned this year.
Mm-hmm. 4A is being rehabbed this year.
Rehabbed.
Rehabbed. Yes.
Okay. Okay. I got a rehab. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So 4 so that one's being worked on now.
Okay.
Okay. And then 5A, my understanding is we're going to be decommissioning it, but I don't know the exact time,
okay.
Yes, I don't.
Okay. And I know they're having a problem with that.
They
so
are.
That's
yeah.
the reason for 8?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's the salinity issue. I believe that is.
Good.
Any other questions regarding
no,
this
that's
at the
good.
Moment?
On the second page.
Sure.
Down at the bottom, master plan. So we're looking for the water, wastewater master plan.
I don't know if you're on that committee.
No. But that looks like it's going to be this year they're going to start that?
I hope so.
Okay.
And you know, and every year when I do this budget, they put on all these projects, and I ask them, are you going to be able to do these projects in 1 year? They all say yes. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's a big
well, I'm sure there'd be funds if they started this year. There'd be funds
yes.
expended. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, and we are working on the O&M manual, as you any other questions for this? And I know it's a kind of down and dirty quick review. It's just an update. And like I said, we have our budget calendar prepared. I sent it out to the rest of the staff to make sure they're okay with it. I'll be sending it out to all of you then. And we'll do our start building our new budget.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions? Public?
I was hoping to get a better description of the community center negative cash flow. I see you have all the expenses all in combined.
It is combined, yeah. When I give out this one, it's usually combined. If that's how they would like to see that next time, I can do that for sure. Yes.
Is there any information available on the consulting contract that was $7,500 or so that was spent to increase the community revenue, whether that actually helped or not?
You know what? I don't believe it's actually started yet. So I know they approved the contract, I believe, and I think Mac is now working with them, and they're gonna start
working.
Scheduled
to the meeting,
yeah. He hasn't scheduled
yeah,
it. Yeah,
scheduled to
okay. So.
Those are my questions on
okay.
that
question. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Phoebe.
Sure.
Very thorough. Item D3, discussion related to review of resolution 2015-4.
Right. So this is a resolution now that I think we need to look at. And the reason why I think we need to look at it is now with the water meter project, and everybody is now going to be doing utility payments through us, all that money is now being deposited into our ECC bank account. So I would like to increase the payments that are contractually obligated to Veolia Water. I'd like to include the interfund transfers because the county is our treasurer and I need to move that money over to the county, that I need to write a check more than $100,000 to do that. And also, if we ever do another water project, those funds are there, I would like to use that account to pay progress payments. So I actually am
instead
adding,
of going to the county now,
that's correct,
and waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah, because the money is actually coming into our bank account, and then if I have to transfer it over, then I have to transfer it, wait for board meeting for you to say pay that, then it takes me longer to pay. Because most of the money now in the county is wastewater, with the exception of the small funds we get for the account charge for the water meters. So I was hoping to be able to increase that spending limit for those specific items, not necessarily for everyday utilities and things like that. We don't really write $100,000 checks. But I was wondering what you thought about that, to include inter-fund transfers and board-approved capital improvement project progress payments. Yeah.
What's the number?
That is the tricky part. Some of our progress payments for the water meter project were $290,000.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then how much money do I want to move over to the county at one time? So I kind of was hoping that maybe we could all have that discussion and increase that. So.
But what were the typical amounts that you were dealing with? You said $200,000 and if you had to do a couple of those payments over the course of a couple of months.
4 months or 5 months, yeah.
You know, how much you needed?
You know, maybe 300,000 would be a safe number to increase it to. I don't see us really needing more. Usually progress payments out of the water count are about that. And if I had to, then I'd bring one progress payment and then the next one would be the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So so to do that, I thought that would be a decent number. I don't know if you have any problems with that. And it's, like I said, it's for those specific things.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and I have had this conversation a year or so ago. Anything we can stop doing business with the county, I'm all in favor.
Yes.
Because they're, you know, wonderful people and bless their hearts for doing what they do, but they just work at glacial speed.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. We know. I know. Leslie and I, our accountant, have been talking a little bit more about, okay, I think it's time to start looking at some other things. But they really do move very slowly to the point where it's almost making us nervous for PG&E to go there. We have to drive out there and pick up the check because they just.
Yeah. Well, in my prior life, I ran into the same problem with exactly the same people. Again, wonderful people, but things just don't happen when you need it to happen. We finally pulled out and did it ourselves. So whatever you need to have here, the $300,000, I can certainly support.
Okay.
Well, if $300,000 is cutting right on the borderline, then I would say maybe one, just a little bit more.
Okay.
What's the downside to doing this? What's the fear?
I don't think
these regulations
fear. You know, I don't really have a fear. It's just that I want to be able to write checks out of there, and this is a resolution that this district created that $100,000 was the limit, and with the exception of Veolia. So, because Veolia is more than $100,000, and we pay for it sometime around here. There really isn't a fear. It's just we just need to raise that limit if we can, because I can't make payments out of there for projects or anything else that's needed. And they go on right on the registry. We're going to be seeing exactly what works. Because you approve that.
We sign those off anyway.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the proposal would be to put this before the board.
That's correct. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't need to vote on this, do we?
I think direction for the staff to go present this to the board.
That's correct.
Okay.
With the change.
Okay. Questions from folks?
No. Okay.
The only thing I would say is look at the 300 versus 350.
Okay.
Give yourself a little margin. So
right.
If you hit a $300,000 one, you're stuck for $300,000.
That's true.
So,
okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Good.
So this is our discussion on the RFA. Moving forward.
And the next one is report.
Discussion related to the RFA reporting. And why this discussion came up, this was the discussion we had in Mike's office, is that there are three different board members that like the RFA reporting done differently. So Leslie, it's a manual job. It's completely manual. She literally types in every single name, every single dollar amount, and does it three different ways for each of you. And so we wanted to know, is there a way that board members would be happy with one way, one style? So I'm going to you with just this, what would you like to see, some suggestions. Can you two agree on a way to look at it?
I think it's really up to us because we're on a committee.
That's
right.
We're probably two of the three, probably.
You are.
That's right. There we go.
When I came back, I've been kind of pushing Dina to consolidate something, to be a bottom line figure, and we work backward.
Yeah.
And then when I came in the last time, I found out that another member was doing the same thing, which happened to me, so. And we were a little off on the two, so I agree with you, let's consolidate. I'm not fixed on the way, what I was looking for, but looking at, you know, 27 line items, is, a lot of them being zero, or you know, just small peanuts.
Depends on the way that you wanna look at it, because the way that has been done in the past, and we kind of continue that, because nobody else ever had a, you know, a concern or question, was water, wastewater expenses, water expenses, and sometimes that same invoice would be split, so you have that same invoice number and a little portion here. So do you wanna just see the names of the organizations and the dollar amount, or how, go ahead and talk.
One of the things I was, just so you know where I was going, is that when I get the monthly invoices, it's two and a half pages, very fine line item. And I know you've brought some of these up. And what I do is that I go through, because they're all set by zones, I'll take PG&E and I manually add them all together because I need a reference to see it. You know, $67,000 for the month, is that normal or not? And I compared that against previous months. So it took me about 3 or 4 or 5 months before I started to have a comparison. So it's hard for me to look at it and just, you know, check it off. And once we vote aye, we're putting our name on it. I want to make sure it's right. So that's kind of where I was going.
I would like you to keep it simple. I don't think she needs to type anything. Hopefully, whatever system you have, you can download it to Excel or whatever spreadsheet you're using, and then just sort it one way for the whole. And it may not be perfect for me. It may not be perfect for him. But is it usable, workable?
Yes.
Does it make sense? I guess, you know, if I had to, I could give up breaking it up between water and sewer and just look at everything. If you could just list them from the most expensive to the least expensive, you know, because the $27 ones, I can make them off. To be honest with you, I'm not really looking at those very much because you're taking care of that. But the $27,000 ones, I can kind of pay attention to. And the $270,000 ones, I pay attention to. And if I have a question, then I can ask, but I mean, keep it simple.
Okay,
I don't
so
want to spend a lot of staff
time. Let's just take an example of New Miller and Beozer. So, our legal so they do work across all the boards. So, New Miller and Beozer, $20,000. Okay. Would that be okay with
that's
that?
That'd be fine.
That?
And I saw kind of where Bob was going. I don't think we're far off on each other, maybe the format. So, consolidate the two. Try to give us a hybrid of the two if you could.
We could do that.
And let us look at it and see that, that we're both happy with it.
Okay.
What you showed me was just wonderful.
Okay, so you buy that little monthly. That one's
it
easy
was simple
to do. So we just kind of plug in the numbers now that we created it. So we can do that. And if you'd like to do that as well,
fine.
It's the top five companies that we spend. So it's, you know, the engineering, the legal, things like that. So,
so
we'll
I would
try
say
we'll change it. We'll
consolidate
try.
Whatever the two of us want to the best of your ability and give it back to us for review.
Okay.
I'm going to bet we'll
agree.
You'll be all right. Okay. You know, and then if you have questions, you know, how much was this invoice? I can say, well, it was split between these, and this is what it was
that's
for.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. And that's the point that normally there won't be a question, but if there is, now we want to dig a little deeper, and I know you have the details.
Yeah, I do. And actually, we've been bringing all the details to the meeting, so if you do have questions, I can pull out the invoice and look at it and go, you know, that's what this was for, show it to you, whatever you prefer. So.
Any other?
No, that's fine.
Any public?
No.
Okay.
No? Okay. All right.
I'm surprised because you've looked at those quite a bit, so we'll try to make it simpler. And the last item on the discussion is discussion related to the 2017-18 audit.
That's right. So I wanted to talk about our auditors were once Croce & Company, and now they're Croce Sanguinetti and Vanderveen. We've looked at a lot of research on not necessarily changing the auditing organization. Sometimes you can change auditors within the organization, but now a lot of research is saying that might not be a great thing to do because it's more expensive. You've got to get somebody up to speed again, and they're your auditor for the 5 years, and then they move on, and you got to get the next person up to speed. So there's a lot of different discussion points around that. Some people say it's a very good thing to do, to change it, fresh eyes. I'm not always, I'd like to know your opinion. I don't always go with the fresh eyes because they don't know where to look all the time. Whereas our auditors know us now and they're starting to know our systems because we did change systems under them. They started to know who we are as people. And so now they've been digging deeper and deeper into things. And they're knowing where to look a little bit more to check for any, you know, things that don't make sense, questions. So I'd like to know your opinion on that. I would like to stick with Croce, Vanderveen, Purchase Abernathy and Vanderveen, one organization, but I'd like to know your opinion about changing auditors. Our lead auditor is Pauline Sanguinetti. Jim Croce comes and presents to you once in a while at the end of the year or after the audit, and then her co-worker is Donnie Hernandez. We could keep the same lead, change her co-worker. I don't know how you'd like to proceed on that or what your opinion is, but Mike and I did a little bit of research and we did find that there were two arguments, obviously, you know, and one argument, you know, I've just told you about. So I'd like to hear your opinion. I'd love to stay with them. You know, I'm not opposed to moving. I know there's others that have opinions, but.
How long have they been our auditors?
So they have Croce's under which name?
Yeah,
under the new
Croce
5 years. So this is our 5 year mark.
Okay.
So this is.
So this will be the fifth year?
Yeah, so this is our fifth year right now that they're working on. So next year, we want to know how we would like to proceed from it. So.
So we have, this will be the fifth year. The 17-18 audit will be the fifth year.
It's the 16-17 audit. 16-17. The one that they're working on now, yes. So 17-18, which will start in January, would be the sixth year. So.
Well, I think there's a lot there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, what's GFOA say? Mm-hmm. They're going to tell you, what, 5 years or so, and you want to rotate them out.
That's right. Yeah.
My concern with this year is with the water meter project, everything's, there's just that one twist in there this year that's going to look real different, and that's going to, I think, take a hard look. I think I'd like to take a hard look at it, make sure whatever we did it right.
Right.
So it gives me a little concern to, you know, bail on them. When that process is going on, you know, and as much as I like them, you know, at some point you do need
okay.
You need to, you know, rotate them out.
Okay.
But I don't know. That's just
okay.
Sort of my observation at this point.
All right. And which way would you, when you're thinking about rotating them out, stay with the company, rotate the auditors out, or the go out to bid?
I think you need to go out.
Okay.
I need to go out, and I think, you know, at some point. We have to split from them and go with somebody else.
Okay.
They can always come back sometime later.
Right.
But, you know.
As we went to our annual conference,
mm-hmm.
and actually the one I went up to
mm-hmm.
Napa, they do have the CSDA, I guess it's not the CSDA, the SDA, whatever the acronym is, the group strongly recommend that you change. And I think it was
okay.
Every 4 to 5 years. And I agree with you because it becomes easier to do because you're familiar, but you
mm-hmm.
could also miss things because
you
get into a habit. So
mm-hmm.
So I agree with the fifth year. We should be moving on a fifth year,
okay.
Which would be the 17-18. But there is some peculiar pieces in there.
Okay.
That might be looked at better from the outside, but probably.
There's a lot of good people out there.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
Like I say, as much as I love them, I could love the next guy too, so.
Yeah,
so I'd go with Baba.
Okay, so I'm sorry, one more year and
yeah,
then just say we're going out.
Yeah, one more,
okay.
Let's finish up
okay.
Where we're at now and then do an RFP and send
okay.
it out to the world. There's lots of good folks out there.
All right, we will do that. All right, thank you.
Do you have any comments on it?
You have an opinion.
I have an opinion.
There you go.
It's required that listed companies, which
we're not,
the CSD is not a listed company. Change every 5 years. On the thing. I would think that higher standard should apply to this organization too. Literature says you could go 10 years with the same auditor, and I think you're just too much in bed with them. You lose objectivity, too friendly. So my position was that if I didn't hear it, I was going to recommend that there be a complete change of auditors. And now this ties into this competitive bidding. They're not required according to your permit to go get a bid for audits because it's professional services, but I would like to see this go out to bid to various firms and you could see who comes up with what kind of price and what kind of people they
right.
have and what experience they have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good input.
Okay.
Will you beat that one to death? That's good. Future discussions, action items.
I don't have any.
The only thing I would recommend, and not so much for this committee, but I would like to see, and we could talk to Mike as well, is to have something about the solar panels on our board meetings, at least bring a discussion of it. And we'll see where Bill stands on that.
Sure.
I'll put it on as a future agenda item for this committee, just so we don't lose it.
And this one.
Just forget about it, okay.
Perfect, okay. Okay.
All right.
And with that, anything else?
I do have one question, I don't know if it's the right place, the Regatta Park.
Yes.
I own a property over there and I get an assessment to take care of that park. How do I find out if the assessed money that all these people are paying is getting paid to you to take care of it? Or if there's some kind of a bill?
Okay, yes, you can call the county and I can give you her name.
Okay.
And we don't get the whole assessment. So they take their portion for processing, for doing the engineering and all of that, and then we get a balance to maintain the park. And so I believe our balance, it's very small. I can't recall exactly what it is, and I don't want to misspeak, but I can tell you what the balance is when I get back to my office and get you those numbers, and I will get you her name. It used to be Susan Cohen, but she retired, and now it's a new lady. But I can get you her details.
Good, because I like to find out if you're paying this money, if you're getting the money.
Yeah.
To take care of.
So we don't get the whole thing. That I do know is that they do take their cut, and it's a lot.
Figured it was.
So yeah.
The big question is, where is that money?